Kirvos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Chaf Gimel. I'm here three lines up on Chaf Beis Mabeis, right? If you remember yesterday, we started the Eved Kenani Sugyas, right? We had talked about the Kenyan of a wife, talked about the Kenyan of an Eved Ivri. Now we move on for a couple of blot about the Kenyanim and the halachas of an Eved Kenani. And we're three lines up on the bottom of Chaf Beis Mabeis. Rabbi Yehuda, Hindua or Hanudua. Rashi says either way, what that means is he's from Eretz Kush, which nowadays translates as Ethiopia. Okay, either way, Rabbi Yehuda was Ger She'in Lo Yorshim. He was an inheritor. He was a Ger who had nobody to inherit it, and no children. Hayachalash, and he became sick. Al Marzutra L'Shilibe. So sure enough, Marzutra wanted to do bigger cholim, and Chazi the Takavle Al Matova. Right, he saw he wasn't doing so good. Right, but he was about to go to the better world. So he quickly said to this Rabbi Yehuda's slave, he said, "Shalafli misinai v'intinu levesa." He said, "Take off my shoe," and that was the thing they would do now. Back in the day, slaves would do that, and take it to my house. Right, just very quickly. Right, again, he wanted to make sure, right, that when Rabbi Yehuda passed away, right, the slave wouldn't have necessarily gotten his freedom. Right, he would still be an eved, and therefore Marzutra would, right, acquire the slave. So how exactly would that work halachically? So the Gemara explains. Igadamri, some people say that the slave gadol hayo, that he was a gadol, and therefore zeh pirish lemisa v'zeh pirish lechayim. And since Rabbi Yehuda was dying, right, and Marzutra was alive, right, meaning what that means is that he was going to basically take ownership of the slave. Vigadami, some people say katan hayah. No, he was a katan, right? The loka abashol, and therefore he was doing against the sheet of abashol, the tiny one of the brisa. Ger shemes, if a ger dies, ubizbazu yisrael nechasav, and yisrael takes, right, his stuff, his inheritance, his possessions. Bayu b'hen avadim, and there were slaves there. Ben megalim ben miktanim, kanu atzman. Whether they were gedolim miktanim, right, the slaves, right, have acquired themselves, and Bnei Chorin, they are now free. Avishol, Amar Avishol says, Gedolim kanu atzman Bnei Chorin, ketanim kol hamachzik b'hem zocha b'hem. Avishol says that, no, the Gedolim go free, but the ketanim are up for grabs. So therefore, when Marzutra went to acquire these ketanim, he's against, right, he's against Avishol, because he's holding the meaning, because otherwise he wouldn't have had to do that. Meaning, he went to try and make sure he would acquire the Eved before, right, Rabbi Yehuda died. So why did he do that? It must be that he felt that a katan would go free upon his master's death. So therefore he hurried, right, to make sure that the slave would still be kind of in servitude, and therefore he would acquire him. Okay, v'konis asma b'kesef, right, and every Kenani can go out by giving money. So the Gemara says, because of, again, we had a machokas, if you remember, right, a machokas, how that works, right, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. If you just flip back to the Gemara, to the Mishnah, rather. V'konis hatzma v'kesef, al yidei echeirim, v'vishar al yidei hatzma div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that an Eved can acquire himself, right, meaning he can get his freedom, right, through other people's money, and but by shtar, right, he can even accept it himself. The Chachamim hold, right, b'kesef al yidei atzmo, b'shtar al yidei echeirim. The other way around, right? And we'll see this is a bit more complicated than it seems, right? The Chachamim say that no, he can get the kesef on his own, right? The shtar has to be acquired for him through other people, as long as the money is coming from somewhere else. Okay, we should just remind ourselves of the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah in Gittin. It's the wonders whether free an Eved, or not wonders, the Gemara wonders, but an Eved going free is a Chov or a Zchus, right? We said Zoch and Shalom Shalom, you can be Zocha, something to someone. You can acquire something if it's a Zchus for them, even if they're not there, even if they have no Das, even if they're not aware of it, Bechlal. But if it's a Chov, if it's negative, so then, right, you can't do that. Meaning, we pointed out that getting a divorce, right, everybody assumes, right, is a chov, is bad, and therefore you can't do it without the woman, knowing, or without her das, etc. Even though it can be done by a kocha, but okay, either way, meaning theoretically that you can't be choven la'adam shalom b'fanav. But we had a discussion over there whether in the Eved goes free, it's good or bad. On the one hand, right, he could be free, right, that's good. On the other hand, right, maybe it's a chova because, when he's in servitude, so either, he has all the stuff taken care of, or he's nichal be'efkera, right, he can be with shivcha kananim, kananisim, whatever the plural of shivcha kananis is. Anyway, so that's the discussion we had over there. So that was just to keep that in mind. Now, back to the Gemara on Chaf Gimel Omed Aleph. The kesef al yedei acherim in aval lo al yedei atzmo. Rabbi Meir says that he can the eved kenani can go free with other people's money, but obviously not. But that excludes going free through his own money, meaning that Rabbi Meir is going to hold that anything kol mashukana, right, as most people, right, everybody holds, I think, I'm not mistaken, kol mashukana eved kana rabo, and anything that eved acquires, right, his master acquires, but Rabbi Meir is going to hold that he can't even stipulate, right, he can't even stipulate that this belongs to the eved, right, on the condition the master doesn't touch it. Okay, either way. So, but my asking, what's the case? When Rabbi Meir says that he can go free with money from someone else, right, but not with his own money, excuse me. See, if you're telling me that the slave doesn't know anything about it, what's going on? So, michti, let's see. Shamin alei the Rabbi Meir, da'mar chov hu le'evet shiyotza. Right, and miad rabo lecheres. But Rabbi Meir holds that it's a chov, it's a negative for a slave to go free. V'tanina, and we learned in the Braisa, where Chazal teaches, or the Mishnah Braisa, etc. Zochen l'adam shelo b'fanav, v'en chav lo elo b'fanav. Right, that you can only acquire something for someone without his knowledge, right, if it's a schus, if it's a chova, right, you can't. So elo pshita demidaito, right, so it must be according to Rabbi Meir that the slave knows what's going on. V'akamashpan, and therefore, Gemara is teaching me, right, that only, again, what the Rabbi Meir Shita is, that only other people can pay for his freedom. Apparently, Alma Perdim, what do you see? Ein kinyan le'eved below Rabo. Right, and Eved does not have any kinyan whatsoever. Right, kol mashkana Eved kana Rabo. Right, he cannot, in any scenario, acquire money. Yachi, if that's true, Ema Seifa. Excuse me, just a little bit too late. I should have done this about an hour or two earlier. Zefa says, "B'shtar al yedei atzmo, al yedei atzmo in al yedei acherim lo." Right, when the eved can get his own shtar, he can acquire his shtar, right? But not other people. But not if other people take his shtar. Meaning, the eved has to take his own shtar. Not he can't give the shtar to anybody else. But v'im edaito al yedei acherim amay lo. But one second, if it's his own das, right? So what's the problem? Meaning we're saying that the eved is acquiring this midas. So why can't you give it, right, to somebody else? So there'd be a shliach. So the Gemara says, and if you tell me my idea asma af idea asma, if you tell me that Rimer means that, yes, it means not that he can acquire it and not, oh, no one else can acquire it, but the eved can take his own get, and he can also, I mean, even the eved can take his own get, and other people certainly. And you're telling me that his freedom and his get come at the same time, meaning that that's how he would acquire the get. So, but that's not what we learned, right? The Tanya's learned right, he can only use a shtar, right, if he's getting it himself, not through other people. So that can't be what Rabbi Meir is coming to teach me. Means he's saying that he's only that the shtar goes straight to the eved and not to anybody else. So Rabbi says, "Lo, lo, shalom itaito." No, really. Again, so we're stuck. So, I mean, if the eved is doing it with his own das, meaning he's aware of what's happening, so why can't he make a shliach? If he doesn't, if he's not, so Rabbi Meir holds that ain chavin lo. It's a chov for the slave to go out. It's bad for the slave to go out. And ain chavin lo adam shalom b'vana. So Rabbi says, "Lo, lo, shalom itaito." Really, the case is where he doesn't know what's going on. Didn't we say, you can't acquire something, can't do something to someone else if it's bad for them, if it's a chov. So money is different, right? Money is an exception to the fact, to this rule, because since the slave, the Ebekanani, was bought with money against his will, so too, he can be redeemed against his will as well. So what about that? Okay, so then you should just extend that to a shtar. Well, you can't really. You can't compare the shtar that acquires the eved to the shtar that frees him, right? They're completely different. When one acquires, one frees, right? Different texts. But the shtar is different. So, okay, so the Gemara says, as we said before in the Masechta, right? High kas b'luchot, high kas b'luchot, okay. But either one, or then, well, the money that is acquired is different than the money given to redeem at the end. So the Gemara says, yeah, but tivam miyachadu, it's still a $100 bill. Right, so therefore, right, we're not going to say the money that you use to buy him is the money that you can use, right, to free him. Rava says, well, I hope I can get through a whole daf without yawning every 5 seconds. Kesef Kabbalas Rabba Garmalo. No, because by money, right, it's when the master acquires the money, and that's what causes, right, the Eved to go free. Right, but by a shtar, Kabbalas Acherim Garmalo. It's the acceptance, right, that other people get it, right, that causes him to go free. Therefore, he can't be Mishav Shliach. Therefore, it can't be done by the Acherim. Right, he cannot make a Shliach. Okay, fine. The Chachamim omrim because of the Asmo, right? That the Chachamim can say he can go free if the Eved himself is acquiring the money. So because of again, darshan's out, right? It assumes, right? The implication is because of the Asmo in al deyachayim lo, right? You can only go free if the money is going to the Eved and not to anybody else. Am I? But why is that? He not me to shalom idaito, right? Even if you tell me that the Eved doesn't know what's going on. Because Michti, let's see, Shaman of the Rabban of the Amris, Rosu Jeit Semitagas Yad Rabu the Cherus, and the Chachamim hold that it's a schus for an Eved to go free, and Zach and Shalom Shalabafana Vitanina, when the Rabbi saw, really the Mishnah, right? Zach and Adam Shalabafana, Vin Chavin Shalabafana. And then, so if the Chachamim hold it's a schus, so why should it only be, the Kesef only be able to be given to him? Why do we say Ali Deacherim Lo? You should, if it's a schus, why can't other people acquire this money or give the money, right, and let him go free? If you say my ayde atzma, what does it mean when he says that he can take the money, right? So the Eved can take the money av ayde atzma, like we said with Rabbi Meir, that even the Eved can take the money, and also obviously also a chayim can take, other people can take the money. Kamash malan, and what we're teaching me here is the yesh kin and the Eved below rabo, and that the Eved can acquire something, right? If you stipulate this is yours and the master has nothing to do with it, that would work if that's what you're trying to teach me. Yeah, okay, that's true. Aim is safe. But what about the second part of the price? B'shtar de'echerim v'alaya de'atzmo. Apparently, again, we said the Chachamim hold that the shtar can only be given to other people, not to the Eved himself. V'akayim alon to give it to the other bank echad. What do you mean? We just said before that the get and his freedom come at the same time. So of course, the Eved can accept, right, his own get. V'chitem, and if you tell me ma'ay de'echerim afay de'echerim, what the Chachamim mean that he can even, right, accept his own get. Right, but certainly other people can accept his get. And since it's a schus and it works, what do you mean? If you're telling me that everything works, whether the money goes to him, or the money goes to other people, or the shtar goes to him, or the shtar goes to other people, you should just have taught it all together. Right? But kesef of a shtar, bein al yedei achirim, bein al yedei atzmo. Right? Regardless of what the formula is, the chachamim hold that it works. So why don't you just teach it all together? So Ella, rather, the Gemara says, because of Bein Alidei Acherim and Bein Alidei Atzma. That really the Chacham holds it, yeah, in Echanami. So Achan Ladam Shalab Bafanav, you can acquire something for someone if it's a schus for him. And therefore, the money can go in any direction, to either to the Eved or to the other people. Bishtar, though, but by a shtar, Alidei Acherim below Alidei Atzma. Right, the shtar can go to other people, but not by himself. Why is that? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because this is the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, meaning the Chachamim do hold that everything works, and therefore only the statement of the kesef is the Chachamim quote unquote shita. The next line, when it says that a shtar can go to other people, not to the Eved, that's a third shita which we did not mention yet, and that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya was in the Brisa, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Again, as we said before, right, the shtar goes, right, to other people, right, not to him. And therefore, there are three opinions. Rabbi Meir, right, is pshuto, as we held before. The Chachamim hold that everything works, right, and not pshuto, as we said before, but meaning is like as the text in the Mishnah said. Right, the Chachamim hold that everything works, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar would say that that money works and the shtar works if it goes to, right, other people. Okay, I'm a rabbi by my time at Rabbi Shimon Elazar. What's Rabbi Shimon Elazar's logic? Right, that the slave can't get his own shtar. Right, it has to go to other people. So gumar simple gzer shava gumar lo la meisha. Right, he connects it to a gzer shava to a woman. Meisha actually has to get the rishus. The she'ino shalo, right? Af eved nami ashi to get the rishul she'ino shalo, just like the by a get of a woman, right? The shtar goes from the husband's rishus to someone else's rishus, meaning it leaves his rishus, meaning he gives it to the woman. So too, the shtar by a get shichur also has to leave the rishus to the master. How do you do that if you're giving it, right, to the eved himself? So it must be, right, you have to give it, right, to someone else. Okay, fine. Rabba asked the following shayla as we flip onto Amar Beis. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? Contra Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? Every Kanani ma'o shiyasa shliach l'kavu gito miyad rabo. What about an every Kanani? Right? Can he make? What about an every Kanani? What about an every Kanani making a shliach, right, to accept his get, right, from his master? Meaning, why are we asking for him? Because he says Gzer Shava La La from Isha, right? He connects the shechur of an every Kanani, right, to a woman's get divorce, and obviously a woman can appoint a shliach, right, to accept her get, right? We did that in the last Pesachta, so maybe that works by Nebuchadnezzar. But the problem is a shadow like this. Kevin the Gemara Lolam Isha Kisha. Right, we just explained the one side of the side that it should work. Odama, or maybe not, but we don't connect them fully because Isha the Ihi Matsi Mikabas Gita. Because the woman, what's the difference between a woman and Evid? And a woman is able to accept her own get, and Evid is unable to accept his get. So Shlich Nami Matsi Mishavya. So how in the world is he gonna make a shliach? So the Gemara says, "Eved you lo mekabel." Sorry, I just read that poorly. Right, or dem, or maybe, right, just to back up a couple lines. Right, isha di matzi mekabel esgita shliach nami matzi mishavia. A woman who is able to accept her own get, right, she can make a shliach. But eved by slave, right, the iu lo mekabel gita shliach nami lo matzi mishavia. Right, but if the eved is not able to accept his own get, he cannot make a shliach. So, by the debaya hadar pashta, after he asked the shaila, right, after Rava, what was it? Yeah, Rava. After Rava asked the shaila, he answered it, and he said, "La la mi isha ki isha." Right, the gzera shava is a full gzera shava, and therefore the eved kanani is able to make a shliach. I velahad amar avuna b'reder of Yeshua. One second, but according to that, the problem is that that's going to knock out, right, a different opinion in a different realm. Right, hakani. Right, we had a discussion. There's a discussion whether the kohanim are shluchim of the Bnei Yisrael or shluchim, right, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the difference? The difference is, again, the Gemara is in the Darim, as you might imagine, or as you may remember. If a person makes a nether, not to get any benefit from a certain coin. So if a coin is Ishleach, so you can't do that. If the coin is Shluchim Makash Baruch Hu, right, in the Beis HaMikdash, so then that's totally fine. The problem is, if you say that, right, that we connect Valami Isha, so that and the Eved is able to make a Shliach, so we have a problem, because that seems to weigh in, not a problem per se, but that seems to weigh in on the following discussion. Because if you thought they were shluchim, they're the messengers of Am Yisrael. Right, it doesn't make sense. Right, meaning what is a possible case? Meaning it can't be that the Kohanim are shluchim of Bnei Yisrael, because where in the world do you find a scenario where someone can't do something and yet they can appoint a shliach to do it? Bnei Yisrael can't offer avodah korbanos based on mikdash. How in the world could they make the Kohanim their shluchim, right, to do something they themselves can't do? Right, that's Rabbi Huda Bereder of Yeshua's logic. But we just said, right, that an Eved Kanani cannot accept his get, Shechur, and yet he can make a Shliach. So that's against this logic. And that's what the Gemara points out. Right? We see from what we just said, that apparently an Eved Kanani is not able to get his own get, but he can make a Shliach. So that whole logic, right, that, who is it, that Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua wants to prove that the Kohanim are the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whole logic doesn't hold up. The Gemara says, nah, velohi. It's not really, you can't disprove that logic from our case of Eved. Because Yisrael lo shaykh b'taras korbanos klal. Because Yisrael is not shaykh b'chalal to korbanos. Yes, he brings korbanos, but he can't do any of the avoda. Forget shchita. Yes, he can do shchita. But he's not shaykh to the world of korbanos, doing any of the crucial, right, avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. But Eved shaykh begin. But an Eved is shaykh in get somewhat. The Tanya, how do you know? And we learned in Rabbi Isa. An Eved is able to accept a get shichrur of another Eved, right, from that other Eved's master, right? I mean, an Eved can be, quote unquote, the shliach of another Eved Kanani. But he can't accept it from himself because it's a technical problem of called mashkan evikan rabo, anything that the slave acquires, the master acquires. But he can be shaykh to be a shliach and accept a get for his friend. So therefore, you see that he is shaykh, right, to get the world of get, and therefore it's not a good comparison to Kohen Yisrael, whether Yisraelim are not really shaykh at all. Obviously, you can nitpick that a little bit, as we said before. Yisrael is able to do shchita, right, etc. There's a kapara for Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash. All right, okay, but that's Baruch Hashem, what Chazal kind of pick on. Ubilvad sheyehei hakesef mishal acherim. As long as the money it comes from other people, again, the Chazal say, we learned this Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the an eved. Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing to do with shtar. Meaning the Chacham had said that the Eved can redeem himself with money, right? With it, meaning the shtar goes somewhere, but as long as the money is from other people. Meaning basically what that means is that the Chacham, they're against Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Meir said that the slave, right, can't redeem himself with money. Chazal, the Chacham had said that he can redeem himself with money as long as the money comes from elsewhere. Right? The name of Hakam Iflegis, and the Machlokas, the Gemara says, what's the Machlokas? Rabbi Meir Savra, in Kinyan the Eved below Rabbo, Ven Kinyan the Isha below Baila. Right? That all the things that an Eved acquires goes to the master. Anything the wife acquires goes to the husband. For Rabban Savri and the Chachamim hold, no, Yishkin Levid B'lo Rabbo, Yishkin Leisha B'lo Baila. Now they can, a wife and an Eved can acquire things. Now the question is, how does that work? Right? We kind of spoiled it already, but how does that work? Amar Rav Sheshes, Tekuli Alma, in Kinyan Levid B'lo Rabbo, Ven Kinyan Leisha B'lo Baila. What do you mean? They both agree that those halachos, that kol mashkana eved kana rabo, right? What's the case over here? So how in the world can you have a scenario where the eved, or the or really nisha, but an eved that we're focusing on, can have money? Again, we explained this yesterday on the Mishnah. Someone else gives the eved a mana, and he says to him, on condition, right, that your master is not able to acquire this. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds, ki amrle kani, since he said to the Eved, acquire it, so therefore kani Eved, v'kani rabbi. Meaning the Eved acquires it, right, and the master acquires it. V'chi amrle almanas lo kolom kamar. Meaning Rabbi Meir holds it, you can't make such a stipulation. Right? And therefore, the Eved has to use someone else's money. Right? You can't make a stipulation, I'm giving it to you on the condition that your master doesn't own it. What do you mean? Call him Mashukan and Eved Kanarabo. Anything the slave acquires goes to the master. You can't just stipulate that that's not true. But Chachamim hold that you can. Right? Chachamim Savri came into Amr Le'amanas. Right? Since he says on conditions, the Tanai does work. Okay, we're going to stop here because Rabbi Elazar is going to come up with another way to explain the Machlokes of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and we'll wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.